Fans of computer animation can see the new adventures of one of their favorites. Shrek 2 is here. We'll have a review tomorrow. But for those of you feeling cartoon nostalgia, new DVDs of classic Hanna-Barbera cartoons from the 1960s are also out. The Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, The Adventures of Johnny Quest, things like that. Here's animation historian and critic Charles Solomon.
Well, gang, it looks like we're up to our armor plates in another mystery.
The mystery in the entertainment industry in 1957 was, what were directors Bill Hanna and Joe Barbera going to do? They'd won Oscars for their Tom and Jerry series at MGM, which was closing its theatrical animation studio. The solution? They started making limited animation for TV. Huckleberry Hound, Quick Draw McGraw, Yogi Bear were all hits, but they were shown in syndication during the dinner hour.
It's been coming on a long time, but this did it!
The big audiences were in prime time. That's where Hanna and Barbera scored with the Flintstones, essentially the honeymooners in caveman costumes.
I'll give him a piece of my mind.
Not too big a piece, Fred. You haven't any to spare.
Haven't any to spare. How droll. How very droll.
The Flintstones aired for 6 years and spawned over 3,000 licensed products. From vitamins to Pebbles dolls to pre-sweetened breakfast cereals.
Meet George Jetson!
The Jetsons was less of a hit, but continued the practice of borrowing from live-action sitcoms.
His boy, Elroy!
Particularly the Donna Reed Show and Hazel.
Daughter Judy!
But it also introduced what would become a Hanna-Barbera standard. The anthropomorphized dog who almost spoke English, voiced by Don Messick. Astro was the ancestor of Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo, Dynamite, and any number of Hanna-Barbera dogs. These shows established Hanna-Barbera as a force in animation, and when Saturday morning TV became a ghetto of children's cartoons in the mid-60s, they became the dominant force in animation.
Hey, like, where's Scooby-Doo? He's supposed to be helping me.
He went surfing.
Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, one of their big hits, added a supernatural twist to the mystery-solving kid genre of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
I think we'd better split up. Daphne and I'll go this way. You two go that way. And Scooby, stand guard.
Ooh. Ooh.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Ooh.
Okay, two it is.
Looking back on these cartoons in the cold gray light of 2004, the animation is still painfully limited. The Flintstones and the Jetsons remain very close to their live-action models and make little use of the possibilities animation offers. And 35 years later, the depiction of the natives in Johnny Quest is decidedly un-PC. But the quality of the animation, the annoying laugh tracks, the general lack of imagination are irrelevant. For baby boomers and Gen Xers, these four-disc sets offer the reassuring nostalgia an earlier generation found in Glenn Miller records and Ginger Rogers movies. They're the audiovisual equivalent of a package of Hostess cupcakes before anyone worried about calories, cholesterol, or carbs.
Writer Charles Solomon studies and writes about cartoon history. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.